This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Ari Shapiro. Steve Inskeep is on assignment in Cairo. Parts of Libya's Mediterranean coast have been the scene of gunfire and airstrikes, but it's far quieter in other areas of the country. The revolution in some western cities began the same way as in Tripoli. People marched the streets, criticized Muammar Gaddafi for the first time, and raised the flag of the opposition. Now these places are not hotbeds of fighting, they are hotbeds of waiting. NPR's David Green is in Tunisia. He spoke with people fleeing Libya about the scenes they left behind.
I'm standing on a road that cuts across the windswept desert. I'm looking at a green sign that says "Welcome to Tunisia" in English and French and Arabic. And if I look 100 yards in the other direction, it's the Libyan border. And we've heard about Western Libya, cities like Zawiya that have just been absolutely bombarded by the military. But then a lot of the entire region seems to be living without so much violence yet, and just a lot of fear. And people have been trickling across this border, telling their stories.
I would like to speak in my right name, full name, because I'm going to say the truth, and I'm going to die to say the truth.
His name is Abdul Basset Issa. He's a businessman and was in Tripoli on February 17th. That's the day when the anger among Libyans spilled over. Issa was chanting with others that he wanted Gaddafi out of power.
And suddenly, I changed and start saying, Gaddafi aduullah. Gaddafi is the enemy of Allah. And everybody is quiet. Quiet, very quiet. And I repeat again, I have the power. I never had that power. And people start joining us. It's about 500 in the street.
That's when the bullets started raining down. The government used force to break up those crowds. Issa's foot was peppered with bullets. He pulled his sock off and showed me. Over the weeks since February 17th, he had been making his way towards Tunisia, hoping to get the bullets removed by Tunisian doctors who are generally better trained. Issa insists while some of the outward euphoria has faded for now, much of Western Libya is still ready to fight for change.
That area is under people control. Under people control, not Gaddafi's control.
The TV in this border cafe where we were talking plays the news about Libya constantly. We met another Libyan here yesterday. He had stopped for lunch on the way to see a doctor. The man who wouldn't give his name lives in Nalout, a remote city a half hour into Libya. Back on February 17th, many in Nalout joined the anti-Gaddafi movement. They replaced the green government flags with older Libyan flags that have come to symbolize the opposition. 3 weeks later, this man said, people in Nalout can't tell which way their country's going. He turned his lunch table into a map. The ashtray was the city of Nalout.
So he said that this is the city in the middle, and they have people against Gaddafi.
The people against Gaddafi, he said, are forming a circle guarding entrances to the city. There are rumors that the next circle, another 40 miles out, is government military. The whole time he told us this, the man fiddled with his car keys. He drove away once, but then he pulled up outside again, and he spoke to our translator.
The Libyan man came back in his van, and he requested not to be shown in any image or camera because he's afraid for his life. He said that the army is heavily armed, and if they hear anything, or if they find out anything that was revealed through him, they'll pursue him.
We met another resident of Nalout at the border crossing. He wouldn't give us his name either, but he happened to be going to a city 2 hours into Tunisia. We were going that direction, and so we offered him a ride. And as we drove, he told us about the fear in Nalout right now. He said people are staying off the streets. Many are huddled in their homes with family, watching Al Jazeera and Al Arabiya, the Arab television networks, just keeping track of every development across their country and wondering if that day would come when Gaddafi's forces make their way to Nalout.
Of course I'm going to fight. We have Kalashnikov that we got from the police. Those who work for the police, it's their weapons. They are with us in this fight.
I'm David Green, NPR News, now pulling out of Medinine, Tunisia.